At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
After leading higher education institutions for more than 44 years, including WVU two separate times, the coming months will be the last in the role of university president for the legendary Gordon Gee.
I always loved West Virginia. That's the reason I returned. It's just a very special place.
Gee came home to West Virginia's University in 2014, the place where he was first named president in 1981.
I've always felt very comfortable in my own shoes. I've always felt comfortable doing what I'm doing. Love what I do. You know, I've never felt exhausted or I've never felt put upon. We've had enormous opportunities, enormous challenges, and sometimes a little hand-to-hand combat, but it's been a very energizing 45 years for me.
It's that energy, he says, that makes him want to keep going.
I don't think anyone ever feels like they're quite ready to go. It's time, though. I was joking with someone the other day that all of a sudden I'm experiencing something I've never experienced before, and that is that I'm growing old. I don't feel that way, but I think that the timing is perfect for me. We've got a great new president coming in. The university is in very strong financial, social, cultural position, I believe, particularly given all of the things that are going on in the world. We are kind of a calm in a sea of turmoil right now.
Gee counts the university's massive expansions in education and healthcare, along with its growing role as an economic engine for all of West Virginia, among his greatest accomplishments. Above all, though, he says the university is its people, its faculty, staff, alumni, and students.
One of the characteristics of the West Virginia student body is the fact they love the place. There's just a real connection between the culture of the institution and the culture of our students, and both, I think, coincide to make it such a much better place.
As he prepares to congratulate graduates during his final commencement ceremonies, the self-described happy warrior says he wants his legacy as president to be a university that encourages people to pursue their passions and their purpose.
Right to the end, I'll be fighting to make certain that we continue to advance the institution.
So let's go. Follow our stories at wvutoday.wvu.edu.